In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this 19th Sunday after Pentecost, we also celebrate today the life of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. And as we begin this month of October, we are mindful of it being dedicated to our Blessed Mother. We have a great many things set before us for our contemplation as we continue to grow in holiness, seek wisdom, and strive to perfectly cooperate with the grace of God in our daily lives. It might seem as all of these are, if you will, disparate pieces of an even larger puzzle, but in truth they're all bound and held together precisely because we are on this journey of holiness. We are seeking to do God's will and to live that will in our daily lives. We therefore are in need of all manner of assistance in order that every aspect of our lives can cooperate perfectly with the graces that God bestows upon us. This is, after all, how we achieve that which God desires for us, by cooperating with the graces bestowed upon us. This is God's work first, last, and always. And the success of it is predicated on our cooperation with Him. The degree to which we do precisely that, we can then celebrate in the new life that He bestows upon us. The failures belong completely and totally to us, and can be traced oftentimes to a willfulness, a self-directedness, a disobedience, a desire to live in the world for the world, instead of living unto God and contemplating the things to come. Who better to assist us in cooperating with the graces bestowed upon us than she who was endowed with the fullness of grace from her own immaculate conception? She who then lived out perfectly that grace by saying yes to God in every aspect of her life, so much so that the very fabric and fiber of her being rejoiced in God and magnified our Lord and Savior. Our Blessed Mother is given to us by our Lord at the foot of the cross, to now assume the new responsibility of being mother of the church that is about to be born from His side. She is indeed our mother, and we must comport ourselves in a filial fashion in relationship with her. We should be obedient and humble before her. We should follow after her example. We should spend as much time as we possibly can with Our Lady in order that we might learn from her. And so the exhortation that was given to the seers at Fatima, which continues to come down to us to this very day, an exhortation that our Blessed Mother has oft repeated, is that pray your rosary, and pray your rosary on a daily basis. I do not understand why we persist in asking God for help. When God answers us and gives us what it is that we need to help, we don't do what it is that He gives us to do. And then we act surprised and caught off guard, as if somehow, how did this happen? And how did I come to this pass? And how did this happen in my life? As if somehow we weren't directly connected with the end result, because we didn't listen to God. And instead, we chose to go our own way. The rosary is simple, it's precise, and it's easy. Really, theology for dummies. For those of us who can't understand, who can't wrap our minds around it, we simply pick up our rosaries and we pray to our God through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. And God indeed will answer those prayers that she will distill for us. Not everything that we want will we get, but certainly those things that we need, especially those things that will better assist us in cooperating with the graces that God bestows upon us. And so indeed, pray your rosary, but also avail yourself of really the whole host of opportunities that we have to be with Our Lady, to ask for her intercession. Spend time at her altar in prayer. If you have an image of Our Lady at home, spend time in front of that image in meditation about who she is, what it is she continues to do for us. For someone who said so very little, who seemingly, according to the eyes of men, accomplished little to nothing, who didn't journey far away from home, and certainly did not contribute anything to society and culture as modern men would conceive of it, more has been written about her, said about her, and prayers lifted up to her through her intercession. There's no reason to persist in going your own way. Follow after Our Lady. and she will always lead you to her Son. We also have the opportunity to meditate upon the lives of the saints, particularly today, the life of Saint Therese. When I was a seminarian, it was a common practice for the more pious seminarians, and sadly, I was not one of those, to often speak about their relationship with Saint Therese. These were holy men. They are now some holy priests, certainly holier than I am then and now. And I often found their conversations about Saint Therese to be a little bit too sweet for my tastes. I'm a half-empty kind of guy, and I simply don't dwell in happiness, and I don't dwell in sunshine. A little darkness goes a long way. And so I turned away from Saint Therese. I simply could not abide all that sweetness. It made me sick to my stomach. And then I had an opportunity to go to her shrine outside of Detroit and to offer a talk and read her life, and things changed. She's tough, hard, and demanding. She gives so much emphasis on that little way and the humility that makes that little way possible. There really is nothing sweet. I'm not sure how she has developed that reputation, because what she demands of herself, and by extension then demands of all of us, is that we lose ourselves in God, in Christ, that we understand how unworthy we are of the love that God bestows upon us. And because of that unworthiness, in order that that love that he bestows upon us may continue to grow and blossom, we must always remain unworthy. We decrease as Christ increases in us. What better way to be pliable in the hands of God? Be willing to follow the example of our Blessed Mother as we journey in relationship with her to our Lord, than to follow the example of Saint Therese and embrace that life of humility, of poverty, and simplicity. It is not an easy task. And as she herself will attest, it is accomplished through assiduous prayer that leads to intimacy with our Lord. You have to know the new man who is Christ if you're going to put into practice the exhortation of St. Paul to the Ephesians. If you're going to put him on, you have to know who it is. You're trying out, if you will, this full reality, but not as a dress rehearsal, but as the very foundation of your existence in and every single moment of your life. You must come to know the Lord. And the Lord gives us everything that we need in order to facilitate that knowledge and that relationship. So throughout this month of October, as you pray your rosary, maybe multiple times during the course of a day, certainly on a daily basis, turn again and again to Saint Therese and the other holy men and women who've gone before us, whose example of holiness, example of perseverance and courage, whether it be the loss of their lives or the giving over of their spirits into the hands of God, are models beautifully of that humility that leads to deep and abiding sanctity. Brothers and sisters, our citizenship is not here on earth. And we do well to keep that uppermost in our minds and to spend maybe even an inordinate amount of energy contemplating heaven. But contrary to what people will say, the contemplation of heaven does not take us off of earth. It actually roots us even more concretely and seriously, because we know and understand that that journey begins here and now. How you live with God in this life is preparing for how you will be with him in the life to come. Put yourself now, today, on the right road. Live rightly in the sight of God. Rely upon the saints to support you and sustain you and to give you a model that for which you can strive. And of course, be with Our Lady. Again, I cannot tell you enough, and if time were to permit, I would share with you the multiple stories of how Our Lady has transformed my life moment after moment after moment. There has been no serious decision made in my life in the last 30, 40 years that has not intimately involved spending time with our Blessed Mother and asking her direction and listening to her voice. She has never led me astray. Even when what was asked of me was difficult and required sacrifice, it always gave over to God's greater glory. I can guarantee this for you as well, that if you pray to her and offer intercession to her, she will bring those before her Son, who will place them before the Father, and you will receive all that you need. Not what you want, but all that you need. Our goal ultimately is to take our place well-dressed and well-prepared at the wedding banquet that God has prepared for us in heaven. So get yourself ready now. Put on the new man. And make sure that this clothing, this cloak, this mantle of Christ and the mantle of Our Lady under which we stand, under which we are protected, you live there completely and totally. And clothe yourself, wrap yourself tightly in this great cocoon of grace and peace and joy and life. And understand that now, this very moment now, begins your journey from this life to the glories of everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.